from newstalkzb.co.nz. It's Andrew Dickens.
From bloggeratlarge.com, Megan Singleton, welcome to the program.
Thanks, Andrew.
I flew into Wellington the other day. Holy cow.
Like a nervous Nelly. Were you a nervous Nelly?
I was a nervous Nelly. I've done that big banking turn in to get in there, and the whole plane is just shuddering. Turbulence is one of the big things that actually freak people out and get them off flying.
Yeah, it is. Look, and I'm not a nervous Nelly flyer, really. I probably couldn't do the job I did if I was. But I do see people sitting there, you know, clasping their loved ones' hands on takeoff. And it's actually, you know, I'm not even talking about takeoff and landing. I'm just talking about the general in-flight turbulence. And obviously a few glasses of wine are going to help nervous Nellies, but that's not one of my five tips.
No.
I have five more sensible tips than that. So should we hook into it?
Oh, we will. But you've got a video that you've got on your blog site, which is of the Boeing 777 wing.
Yeah.
And that should actually put people's minds at rest.
Yeah. Well, it's meant to put your mind at rest. So it's the wing test at the Boeing factory on the 777 wing. And they put this wing under 150% more pressure than the strongest winds it will ever face. And they basically lift the wing on cables until it snaps. and you see it snap. And you watch the fuselage ripple before it cracks and stuff. But, you know, it's never going to face those winds. So that's why those tests are so important,
yeah.
You know, to make sure that those wings are so structurally sound. And that's so, you know, I'm just diving off here. You know that Air New Zealand are getting the new 787-9.
Mm.
Well, it's a whole carbon composite material now that is not attached. So it's all one piece. So you're just going to have much less chance of anything ever going wrong in that new plane too. But anyway,
right. I'll put that link on my Facebook page as well, so people can go straight to your blog and find it, bloggeratlarge.com. So you've got five main tips for those people, nervous Nellies, for tips for turbulence.
Yes. So firstly, it's as common as a lumpy sea. And so airflow is affected by mountains, hot landmass, oceans, clouds, that kind of thing. Pilots navigate around it wherever possible. They know how to slow down the plane to go through it. So, you know, they are very au fait with this whole occurrence. They can spot it easily too. So they've got all these whiz-bang gadgets up the front that can help them see, and so they can make you, you know, be strapped in so that you're not going to spill your coffee or that kind of thing. And there's some new technology that is apparently being trialled with lasers to help pilots read clean air turbulence. So I'm told that clean air turbulence is really the most dangerous. So that's when you're just tootling along, you've got your seatbelt unfastened because you think you're having a lovely time, and next minute the plane will just drop. And that's where a lot of injuries occur. So personally, I keep my seatbelt fastened all the time, and even if I'm sleeping, I'll like loosen it right out to the farthest, you know, fattest position, and then you can still sort of wiggle hip to hip.
Absolutely. And you're not going to hit the roof.
Yeah.
You're not going to hit the roof.
Exactly.
I like your number three tip. You are not going to crash.
Yeah. So while overhead bin might pop open, that has happened in turbulence that I've seen before. I've even landed and all the oxygen masks have come crashing out of the ceiling. That's fine. You're not going to crash, and hence you can go and look at that wing test just to see how sturdy these things absolutely are.
And your last tip, of course, is watch the crew's faces.
Yes. And if they look terrified, then you have every right to be, but normally they won't. They'll be sitting there quite calm, and they're used to this. This is their just every day in the office for them.
I hope you've actually motivated. I hope you've motivated some people to fly who've been too afraid of it before. Go to our website, facebook.com, Andrew Dickens and ZB, and follow the links to see all the tips for nervous Nellies on turbulence. Megan Singleton, thank you.